community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You can probably hear a guitar being strummed in the background. You will be able to hear it now because there's no jingle in the way. It's going to be a busy program today. It's already started off as being quite busy. But now we've got the Shires in the studio with us. And the Shires are a duo. They are Ben Earl and Chrissy Rhodes, yeah?
Yes.
You're like me. I've got a couple of names as well. but we'll call you Chrissy Rhodes because that's your professional name.
That is my stage name, yes. Yeah.
Now, you two, if we talk to Chrissy first, you two guys were performing solo, were you, originally?
We were, yeah. We were individually doing our own thing. Ben was a songwriter. I was a gigging singer. I was doing the session circuits. I was doing weddings and pubs as well. And Ben had written a few country songs and wanted somebody to sing those songs with him. And so put a status up on Facebook and said, there must be a female country singer in the UK that will sing this song with me, these songs. And I got tagged into that status, and we met the next day, didn't we? And it's all just gone from there.
So how long ago was this, roughly?
This was about two years ago now. Yeah, right. So it seems like everything's happened really, really quickly for us, and it kind of has since we've met each other. But the two of us have put so much legwork into our individual, working on our own, and that when we joined forces, it just, it seems like it's been easy sailing for us.
Yeah. So when you first met up, did you feel this immediate chemistry, or did you have to work it out a bit?
I think it was pretty immediate. It was weird meeting someone like pretty much in a blind sort of date way. We sort of met, and but we both love country music so much, and the second we started singing together, it was pretty instant, really, wasn't it? And our ambition was also, we matched each other's ambition. We had these big dreams of lofty dreams of being where we are now, and I think there was always that sort of nagging worry that it wouldn't happen, but I think doing that Facebook status and getting together was the best thing I think we ever did, definitely.
Yeah. Nice plug for Facebook there. hope they're listening today. So Ben, originally you were a songwriter. Did you perform as well?
Yeah, I was a solo artist when I was sort of 17, till 20. I had a record deal by myself, but it didn't really work out, and from about 20 to 25, I was struggling away, trying to be a songwriter, trying to get by, and just really sort of fell out of love with music. I really just didn't love it anymore, didn't like doing it, and I was about to give up, and then I discovered country, and it was through a song called Lady Antebellum. Sorry, the song was called Need You Now by Lady Antebellum, and it just completely reinvigorated my love for music, my love for performing and writing, and everything sort of went from there, really. Yeah.
So, Chrissy, the repertoire that you use, obviously some of the stuff has been written by Ben. Do you write as well?
The two of us co-write together. Okay. We also write with lots of other people as well, so we co-write with...
I noticed that, yeah. Steve McEwen is one.
Right? Yes.
And he's written for some very famous people.
Yeah, he is... all of them.
Yeah, Keith Urban was one of the big things.
Yeah, well, I've got Tim McGraw, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban.
Yeah.
We just recently were writing with, we had some guys, John and Jacob, on the road with us. We were writing with them. We're out to Nashville very soon, so we're going to go and write with Kit Moore again. He's out there striking matches. We've got Jesse Alexander. There's lots of people. It's so exciting. The country world, everybody just wants to write with everybody, because it's all about the music, really. So yeah.
So your networking skills must be fantastic to handle all these deals with different people. I mean,
well, it's a very exciting time to be able to find new writers to write with. So it's great to be able to access all of those people.
So was it hard work to use the word access someone like Steve McEwen, for example, or there's a company in Sweden, isn't there, that you work with?
Yes,
three producers. Yeah. I'm signed to Universal Publishing, and we're signed to Decca Universal. So there's quite a good network, and this sort of the big spread we can sort of find people. But Steve, I worked with before we met. Mm-hmm. And then we had another session together with Steve at his house in Nashville, or his condo in Nashville, shall we say. And that was so exciting being there, because seeing what we can aspire to as songwriters, in so much as how good he is at writing, but also what he's achieved and how much he's got out of it. And he's a great writer, as is everyone else we've worked with. Yeah.
So your first album's called Brave, isn't it?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the writing credits on the individual songs, it's a bit of a mishmash. It's you two guys, and then it's other people as well who've written stuff.
Yeah, we co-wrote every
single song. Is it all original?
We covered Islands in the Stream on the deluxe version.
On the deluxe version and Young Hearts Run Free as well by Candy Stanton.
Yeah.
But that's what, you know, country albums are like. When, you know, Nashville albums, everyone just writes with everyone, and you get a really good sort of broad range of songs and styles by doing it that way, definitely.
Yeah. It must be fantastic. Working in Nashville.
I think the greatest thing was seeing the songs come to life. The ones that we'd been, I know Ben had written even before we'd met, and the songs that he'd sent to me, and to hear those songs with the Nashville band, they just completely brought it to life. It was just really, really nice to see that. And then, you know, we took it on the road, and we were touring just acoustically, just Ben and I, and then we got ourselves a band behind us for the November tour, and then the tour we've just done. And you know, again, they brought those songs to life, just, you know, just similar to the album.
Yeah, it must have changed the dynamic entirely.
Yeah.
Once you've got a backing band there.
Yeah, it's really strange to play those songs. You know, songs such as Tonight and Nashville Grey Skies, they've kind of got the beat going behind them, and you kind of really get into it. And it's just a lot of fun, a lot of the songs. Yeah.
So the single's called State Lines, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you're going to perform a couple of songs today.
Yes.
And you wanted to play that one first, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
So let me just make sure I'm not very good with all the knobs of buttons here. Let's see if we can. I think you should be just about ready to go, actually.
Okay.
Cool.
You always take me by surprise, like when it rains in California. Yeah, you do. You got a crazy sense of humor, dry as the sands in Arizona. You know you do.
But I love everything about you. Yeah, I love all the little things, like when you your eyes like a cool New Yorker driving across the Mason-Dixon line. I've got a smile, 'cause you're warm like a night in a southern summer, sweet like a taste of California wine. I love crossing your state lines, state lines. Stay alive. You can cry like the Mississippi when we're just watching a movie. It's kind of cute. And sweep me away like a hurricane over Louisiana. I love everything about you. Yeah, I love all the little things, like when you roll your eyes like a cool New Yorker driving across the Mason-Dixon line. I've got a smile, 'cause you're warm like a night in a southern summer, sweet like a taste of California wine. I love crossing your state lines, state lines. And I'm learning every day a little bit more and more with every state. Oh, like when you roll your eyes like a cool New Yorker driving across the Mason-Dixon line. I've got a smile, 'cause you're warm like a night in a southern summer, sweet like a taste of California wine. I love crossing your state lines,
guess. Come on. There are only two of us in the studio listening, so wasn't a, you know. But anyway, that was lovely, lovely.
Thank
and we actually
much.
Got quite a good mix there. I was a bit nervous because I'm having to mix everything together on this desk, and it's not something I normally have to do. But
no
lovely.
Sound check and all, yeah. That's
oh, well, you know, we run on a budget here, so. I have got the boss of the radio station with me today, so it must be an important event.
And he's smiling, so it's fine.
Yeah, it must be okay. So when you perform that one on stage with a band, obviously it's going to sound different, I guess. Yeah, it's
it's quite a full sound to it, yeah. You know, with the drums and guitar and bass in there. Yeah.
So that's your current single. How long's it been out now?
Well, I mean, you know, the age of the internet, it was out the second the album was out. So
okay.
they say the 11th of May, but it's been available since March. So, but yeah, it's been, we shot the video in LA about 5 weeks ago, and that's come out, and people seem to love it. And we actually had a couple also get engaged during that song at one of our gigs.
Oh, one of our shows.
He just turned to her and said, do you want to get married?
What sort of gigs are you doing at the moment? I know you're at Chinneries, weren't you, quite recently in Southend, is that right?
Yeah,
that was like the last date of the tour, we were down there.
So it's fairly smallish venues at the moment, is it? Are you doing?
Well, we've just announced Shepherd's Bush what's it called? Empire. The Empire. That's it. I'm there. I was going to say Bosch.
I mean, Chinneries was quite a small one right at the end of the tour. But yeah, that tour.
So they varied in size, the actual.
Yeah, we did like 900 in Union Chapel in London.
Union Chapel on that tour.
Between sort of 600 and 900. So it's quite a long tour, like a 3 week tour. So
Was it a sort of a prearranged tour? So you had everything in place? Or were you sort of busking it a wee bit? Or how was
no,
it?
No, it was all in place, right, already set. And yeah, we had a bus and we had a support act on the road with us as well. So it was all pre planned.
And how many gigs did you do then?
We did 15, I think it was, or 18, 18.
Yeah,
was it?
I thought it was 18.
Yeah, 18 in the end, yeah.
So have you performed in the States yet?
Not just yet, no. No, we have got our debut at the Grand Ole Opry, which is the mother church of
what a way
country.
To debut in the States.
Yeah, that's
Grand Ole Opry.
Our first gig.
You
know,
start
straight
right at the top.
Right at the top, yeah. We cannot believe it, and we're so excited. We get to play two songs like everybody else kind of plays. And
that is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, we're really excited. We went
Grand
to
Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, right?
Yeah, we went there with Sam Palladio, who plays Gunner in Nashville, the TV show, and he took us backstage. And we both looked upon the stage and thought, oh, one day, you know, it'd be great. But thinking this is going to be years and years before we can get on that stage, and for it to be only a year that we're going back.
Yeah. So when are you playing there?
The
6th of June. Yeah.
So are you doing other gigs in the States when you're over there?
Yeah, we've got the CMA Festival, and we're also doing a support slot for an artist called Sam Hunt over there, who's absolutely massive in the States. Yeah,
sounds like on a real
roll. And then lots of writing as well whilst we're out there too.
Yeah, so you're not going to spend much time just chilling out and watching other bands. You're going to be
maybe.
Too busy.
Maybe, we'll probably still do that as well.
I mean, I have been to Nashville once and I found it fantastic there. Obviously, you've been there as well, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a great
the album,
place.
Did you record most of it in Nashville then?
Yeah, we did all the band stuff out there, which was just incredible.
A lot of it. There's a few tracks that weren't from Nashville, but...
A couple, yeah. Most of it was done out there. And they do it all live, which is amazing. They did 15 songs in 3 days, so 5 songs a day, which is just, you know, completely live. It was completely old school, and it was sort of the way it should be done, really. It was great.
Yeah. You're getting a lot of... we can mention this, you know, because we're not too worried about it. You're getting a lot of play on Radio 2 at the moment.
We are, yes. We've been A-listed for four weeks,
and then B for one.
We're on the B list now for...
Well, that has to help. Enormously, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's,
so are they just playing the single on Radio 2, or are they playing album tracks as well?
It was album of the week for a week, so they did play a lot of album tracks then. But yeah, we've...
Bob Harris seems to play everything other than the single, which is quite nice, because it's obviously on every day, so it's really nice that he plays other tracks of ours, which is great.
What about the commercial stations? I'm not including us, of course, we'll be playing it, but they tend to be quite geared up, don't they, towards the top 40.
They've been good to us. Magic are playing all our stuff. Okay. I think we're on a lot of the sort of regional Bauer ones as well.
Bauer
so
Network,
yeah, it's been really, really good. And the radio generally have just been really supportive, and I think that's why the album did so well and went to the top 10, because, you know, people like yourselves really got behind it, which is great.
There must be people listening at the moment who are thinking, I miss their shows. So have you got any more shows planned in the UK?
We are. I guess the closest one here would be Jimmy's Farm Festival, do you reckon?
I think so, yeah.
That's in Essex.
Yeah.
So Jimmy's Farm Festival is in the summertime. I think it's like July. Okay. I can't tell offhand.
We'll have to look into that and find out. I've not heard of that, actually.
It's a really nice Jimmy,
Jimmy Doherty. He's friends with Jamie.
From Jamie
Oliver.
Jimmy
and Jamie. Okay. They do the TV show together. He has a festival every year. So it's like a food and music festival. It's great.
Yeah.
Food and music.
Absolutely. So is that a one-off? This is another tour that you're starting.
It's doing all the festivals in the summer, and then we've got our tour in October.
That's another UK tour.
Mm, yes. Yeah, so at the moment it's growing and growing. We're getting more and more dates, looking like three, 4 weeks at the moment. Yeah.
Anyway, I know you want to play another track. This is obviously another track from the album, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. We thought we would, as it's a nice grim day today, we thought we would celebrate that a little bit. And this is a song that we've written to be proud to be English. It's called Made in England. It's gonna rain as I'm stepping off the plane. If I had the sun, sea, and the sand wherever I've been, when I see those grey skies, they're beautiful, it's good enough for me. I only want a beer if it's poured in a pint, and I'm only gonna drink it if we're drinking all night. 'Cause I've seen them sipping their wine in Paris and Italy, but it's my country pubs that I love. Yeah, they're good enough for me. 'Cause I'm made in England, and I'm proud to be from this little island. It's more than home to me. Yes, I'm made in England. Nowhere I'd rather be. Rainy days and milk in my tea is good enough for me. Taste of vinegar and salt on my lips, oh yeah. There's nothing like a Friday night, fish and chips,
sitting out there in our coats on a cold pebble beach. Look at those grey skies, they're so beautiful, it's good enough for me. 'Cause I'm made in England, and I'm proud to be from this little island. It's more than home to me. Yes, I'm made in England, where I'd rather be. Rainy days and milk in my tea is good enough for me. It's good enough for me.
I feel a bit silly, the only person I've got. Paul. He was pulling out the camera, so at least there are two of us clapping. I'm sure we'd have loads of people clapping if they're all in here with us, but it's just the two of us listening here at the moment. Lovely song there.
Thank you.
We'll wish you well for Nashville in next month.
Yes, yeah, June.
And we hope to see you at this festival. I want to dig out the details of this festival.
Yeah.
It's in Essex somewhere. Yeah.
It is, yeah. At his farm.
Yeah.
In Essex.
Okay, well, we'll certainly do some research on that. And the album's doing really well, I understand. According to my information, it's the first UK country album to reach
top 10? We are the first UK country act to reach the top 10 in the main top 10 album charts.
That's fantastic, isn't
it? Yes, with country music, yeah.
And of course you hope to repeat that in the States, I guess. Is the album's out in the States as well, is it? Or
I think they can technically get it, but yeah, it's not really out, if you know what I mean. We haven't really promoted it yet.
So this will be coinciding with your appearance at the Grand Ole Opry.
Hopefully, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it'd be nice to tie it all in. I know you're very busy, so Chrissy and Ben, thanks ever so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
They're the Shires, and of course, in the States, it's going to be much more difficult to explain the derivation of the Shires than it is in this country.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I come from Devon, and of course, Devon used to be called Devonshire, so we know the derivation of the word in Devon. I don't know about the rest of the UK, whether they know, but in the States, it's going to be that much more difficult to explain it. Thank you. Are you going to another radio station now? Or
Yes, we're off down the road, I think, now.
Okay. So, well, we won't say who they are, because they're probably stiff competition for Phoenix. Thanks ever so much for coming
Thank you so much for having us.
To chat to us.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.